Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we'll look at the second Sunday of Easter. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The first reading for the second Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 4. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. For as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to each as any had need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the epistle reading is from 1 John 1 and 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gospel is from St. John chapter 20. On the evening of that first day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it into my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, we have second Sunday of Easter is a beautiful text about the disciples gathering together. They were in fear. They were afraid that what had happened to Jesus would happen to them also. The way I'd like to run with this on Sunday is, I don't know about you, but when you were growing up, part of growing up was having skinned knees, and skinned elbows, and maybe a skinned forehead. And as a parent, sometimes you have to simply accept the fact that your children will have wounds, and anytime that their skin is in contact with cement. My skin was in contact at one point with an axe. When I was 6 years old, I put an axe in my knee.
Oof.
Yeah, it was not a pretty sight.
As a kid, they asked me to slice onions at the grocery store.
Oh, no.
Sliced my finger right with it. And then they complained about the onions being too thick.
Yeah.
It's fixed.
Yeah. But when you get a wound like that, you know, one of the things that kids like to do is to pick at the wounds, to pick at the scabs and so forth like that.
Stitches.
Yeah, to pick at the stitches. And I know as a parent or growing up, I remember my mom always saying, leave it alone or you'll make it worse. Why revisit the wound and make it bleed more? It makes sense. So today Jesus shows up and Thomas won't believe it unless he sees the wounds. And Jesus basically tells him not only to pick at it, but to thrust his hands into the side of the wound. I've been thinking about that text a little bit this week, and one of the pictures that shows it well, and you'll have it in the front of your bulletin cover done by Michelangelo, shows a pretty graphic picture. And it's really a picture of movement. As you see, if you look at this picture carefully, Jesus actually takes his hand there and places it into the side. And I've been thinking about that a bit. Why did Jesus have him place his hand into his side? And I think ultimately the answer is so that Thomas could feel his heart, touch that heart, because it's from the heart of Jesus that flows the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And that's what changed Thomas. John tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. So Thomas needed that physical proof, that physical. Jesus comes to us in a physical way. He comes to us with his very body and blood. We don't have to imagine this. When Jesus speaks, it is done. This, take and eat, this is my body, take and drink, this is my blood. So at every Lord's Day, you receive not only the crucified, the risen, ascended Lord, his body and blood given for you. And it's appropriate that we kneel at the altar because we're making a confession when we kneel. The confession that we're making is the same confession that Thomas made. My Lord and my God. So that's the beauty of the Lord's Supper each Lord's Day.
You know, yes, I got a lot now that you opened a door here. Jesus was speared in his side, and out of that wound flowed water and blood. And you think of the living water that comes from Jesus and that flows into the font of holy baptism. But what I think about, which is really interesting, is, you know, when Jesus went into the upper room on that first Easter night, and he said, what? Peace be with you. The last thing said right after a baptism is, peace be with you, because now Jesus is with you. God is with you. You have the living water that comes from his body out of that wound, washing away your sin, right? So God is with you there. And then, you know, what flowed blood in the chalice of Holy Communion out of his wound is the healing blood of Jesus. And notice what is said right after the words of institution. This is my body, this is my blood. Peace be with you. Listen for it Sunday, it'll come out this way. The peace of the Lord be with you always. So God, the Word became flesh in Jesus Christ, and he came and he won our salvation through his suffering, death, and resurrection. And now he comes in the flesh to deliver it. And it flows from his wounds. This is the resurrected Lord that gives us the living water of his life and the blood of his life. You know, and what do they say? The Red Cross give the gift of life. When you give blood, Jesus gives us the gift of eternal life by giving us the blood of his life. And so we partake of that, but it flows from the wounds, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's pretty cool. Peace be with you. Yeah. He says that more than once, and he's still saying that today. Also, you might want to watch or listen for how many times that peace of God that Jesus delivered in the upper room on that first Easter evening, how many times it's delivered to you as you gather into his church and receive the blessing, the healing that comes from the wounds of Jesus. I think that's really cool stuff. Yeah, good.
Good stuff. We have great hymns on Sunday, but the one that I would like to look at for today will be actually a distribution hymn, and it is hymn 472 out of Lutheran's service book. And we're actually going to sing it to a little different tune this morning, one that you're a little bit more familiar with. I got to get the right tune in my head. Sorry about that.
These things did Thomas count as real. The warmth of blood, the chill of steel, the grain of wood, the heft of stone, the last frail twitch of flesh and bone. The vision of his skeptic mind was keen enough to make him blind to any unexpected act, too large for his small world of fact. His reason certainties denied that one could live when one had died, until his fingers read like braille the markings of the spear and nail. May we, O God, by grace believe, and thus the risen Christ receive, whose raw imprinted palms reached out and beckoned Thomas from his doubt.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.